University. Masinde Maliro University of Science and Technology has introduced three new academic programs that will be offered at the institution in collaboration with other partners. The programs include paramedical sciences, neuropsychology and biosafety and biosecurity. The paramedical science will be offered at a certificate and a diploma level. Already 17 students taking paramedical science courses have traveled out of the country for an exchange program, with 12 out of the number currently with the Red Cross United Kingdom, UK. Speaking to journalists in readiness for the launch of the university's new strategic plan, the acting Vice Chancellor Professor Charles Matai said the neuropsychology is offered in collaboration with Finland. "We have our first 40 pioneering students for the biosafety and biosecurity program, which is sponsored by Canada," he noted. Professor Matai said the new programs are attracting more students in the university, with the population growing from 22,000 to 24,000. He said the university has also invested in research in the academic programs ranging from science, engineering, economics, management, medicine and social sciences that have attracted funding from international donors, positioning the institution at the global scene. "Our research portfolio has also gone up. Last year one of our own prepared a proposal that attracted around $100 million for research on jiggers. This year we have two groups who have attracted $10 million research grant from another donor, and we have also received research grants totaling to $10 million from the National Research Fund of Kenya," he added. As a result of the growing student population, Professor Matai said the university is set to undertake major infrastructure improvement, which include establishment of a health sciences complex and an education complex. The health science complex will be constructed on part of the 34 acres of land at the approved school's grounds offered to the university. Professor Matai noted that they have prepared proposals for funding from the government to construct an education complex that will cost $1 billion. "The mechanical engineering building, the students' tuition building, and the administration block was actually built by money generated within the university, so we hope that the government will also support us in constructing the health sciences complex and an education complex," he noted.